You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Eben. Topic, The Pillow of True Rest. Where I lay my head to rest is important. It is where you rest your heart. It is where you lower the amount of life that is pumped through your body. Or in other words, it is where your blood pressure decreases and the amount of blood pumped through your body slows down. Less and less oxygen flows through your body and brain until the moment you close your eyes and fall asleep. Where I lay my head must be comfortable, cozy, safe, in the presence of my beloved wife, and above all, in peace. Bringing your body into such a state where there is less attention to your surroundings and less or no reaction to external stimuli is important. It is God's method of restoration given to you. Isn't it interesting to read in John chapter 14, verse 27? John chapter 14, verse 27, King James Version. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I have heard this so many times. Let not your heart be troubled. When we are at rest, our hearts are not troubled. Peace, shalom, is what we receive from God for both physiological and psychological well-being. In this state, we have shut off, or at least limited, the worries and cares of the day and are open to receive dreams or visions from God. In these dreams, we have time to process all the things we've encountered, thoughts that surfaced, sights that imprinted on our retina but were not fully registered, emotions and feelings for which we had no time. Yes, all these things arise through the different phases of sleep until we reach full rest. Scientists have been, and continue to be, fascinated with these various facets of our sleep cycle. In the Orthodox Jewish Bible, we read in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Orthodox Jewish Bible. Thou wilt keep him in shalom shalom, whose yetzer, mindset, is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Not just regular shalom, but shalom shalom. This is true, perfect peace, the peace of peace, the royalty of peace. The King James Version translates this as, whose mind is stayed on thee. The Complete Jewish Bible interprets it as, a person whose desire rests on you. The Amplified Bible expands it by saying, both its inclination and its character. That full, complete reliance and trust in God is what we speak of today, rooted in history, language, and interpretative study. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis and read the story of Jacob's ladder in Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 19, Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 19, Amplified Bible. And Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there overnight because the sun was set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down there to sleep. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood over and beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, forefather, and the God of Isaac. I will give to you and to your descendants the land on which you are lying, and your offspring shall be as countless as the dust or sand of the ground. and you shall spread abroad to the west and the east and the north and the south. And by you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed and bless themselves. And behold, I am with you and will keep watch over you with care. Take notice of you wherever you may go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done all of which I have told you. And Jacob awoke from his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, How to be feared and reverenced is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gateway to heaven. And Jacob rose early in the morning, and took the stone he had put under his head, and he set it up for a pillar, a monument to the vision in his dream. And he poured oil on its top in dedication. And he named that place Bethel, the house of God. But the name of that city was Luz at first. All this occurred after Jacob had taken the birthright blessing from Esau by tricking Isaac into believing he was Esau. He was sent to his uncle Laban, and on his way, this story unfolds. But what makes this so significant? The story itself is vital, but as with much of our Hebrew heritage, we must dig deeper to understand the word plays and thereby uncover the profound depths of meaning. What did Isaiah say again? That those whose minds are fixed upon God would find perfect peace. Now let's take that knowledge and see the truth of God's word for our lives in the story of Jacob's ladder. Let us find wisdom for today in this powerful message. Isn't it in the book of Proverbs that we are told that wisdom is the tree of life, that God's wisdom is life? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 19. Common English Bible. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who gain understanding. Her profit is better than silver, and her gain better than gold. Her value exceeds pearls. All you desire can't compare with her. In her right hand is a long life. In her left are wealth and honor. Her ways are pleasant. All her paths are peaceful. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who hold her tight are happy. The Lord laid the foundations of the earth with wisdom, establishing the heavens with understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your mind, having your mindset on Him to receive that wonderful gift, God's wisdom, which truly gives peace. So Jacob had traveled enough for the day and wanted to lay down his head as the sun was setting. Now, here it comes, he took a stone to lay under his head. Why is this significant? Here we witness the truth and word plays of the Hebrew language. In Hebrew, my name could be Christian ben Hendrik. For Jacob, it would be Jacob ben Isaac, or more accurately, Yaakov ben Yitzchak. Ben bien means son of, just as bat, BT, means daughter of. But that is not the focus here. The word ben, comprising the letters bet and nun, forms the root of the word eben, aben. Eben or erben thus includes ben, meaning son. Let's revisit the verse. And he came to a certain place and stayed there overnight because the sun was set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down there to sleep. He laid his head, or as the language reveals, his mind, on the rock to rest. He placed his mindset upon the rock, Eben. He placed his mindset on the sun. Do I hear a hallelujah? God revealed his relationship with Jacob in this dream, that he is not limited to one place, but that he lives with him, before him, behind him, to his left and to his right. Jacob received deep insight, He did not name the place Beth-El, House of God, for nothing. God revealed his omnipresence to Jacob. But there's more. Let's examine the words again. It wasn't just God the Father who was revealed in Jacob's dream. The Son was revealed as well. Again, the Hebrew word for stone, Eben, is spelled Aleph Bet Nun, Aleph Bet Nun. And for the linguists among us, yes, that is a nun sefit, a final nun. Now notice what emerges from this word, Abben or Ababen, father-son. Why is this important? Because as we draw closer to the end times, more and more false prophets and false teachings emerge. As mature Christians, we must dig deep into the Word and into our Hebrew roots of faith to destroy every man-made distortion and restore the truth of God's plan in Yeshua. We must know the truth so we are not deceived. Let not your heart be troubled, we said at the start. And indeed, to let our hearts remain untroubled, we must rest in the peace that comes from knowing the truth. Atheists, Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Roman Catholics, Seventh-day Adventists, Hindus, Buddhists, all these would find Yeshua if they earnestly sought the evidence. Just as Simon Greenleaf, the Dane professor of Harvard Law, 1783 to 1853, who taught that all evidence must be examined thoroughly before rendering judgment. When asked whether he believed in God, he replied that he didn't. A student challenged him, "But Professor, have you considered all of the evidence?" Convicted by his own standard, Greenleaf applied the principles of jurisprudence to examine the evidence for God and Jesus Christ. His findings led to his conversion, because the evidence proved beyond reasonable doubt the existence of God and the truth of Jesus Christ. Testimony of the Evangelists, Simon Greenleaf, Priegel Classics, 1955. So I dare say to those who resist deeper study of the Word, who rely solely on surface readings of the King James Bible, pray for the truth. Pray for your eyes to be opened, just as Greenleaf's were. Where were we? Ah, yes, the rock, the Eben on which Jacob laid his mindset, represents the rock of our salvation, the Father through the Son. The Father and Son are one, as shown in the Hebrew word Eben, from right to left, Abben, Father-Son. This very moment foreshadows the words of the psalmist, Psalm chapter 118, verse 21 to 24, King James Version. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. The apostles affirm this in Acts chapter 4, verse 8 to 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 8 to 12, Common English Bible. Then Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, answered, "Leaders of the people and elders, are we being examined today because something good was done for a sick person, a good deed that healed him? If so, then you and all the people of Israel need to know that this man stands healthy before you because of the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone you builders rejected. He has become the cornerstone. Salvation can be found in no one else. Throughout the whole world, no other name has been given among humans through which we must be saved. Jesus Christ is that cornerstone, called in Hebrew Rosh Pinah, the head of the corner. As Rosh Hashanah means head of the year, so Rosh Pinna is the first corner, the foundation of all that follows. The Eben is the rock of our future and our past, the foundation of the church. And that foundation is not Peter, but Jesus Christ. Jacob set his mind upon God, and in doing so, received shalom in the present and for the future. Let us go once more to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8 to 9. Common English Bible. Make sure to write all the words of this instruction on the stones plainly and clearly. Then Moses and the Levitical priests said to all Israel, "Quiet down and listen, Israel. This very moment you have become the people of the Lord your God." Again, the word Eben appears. The words are written on the stone, the beginning, the foundation of the faith. We now clearly see the unity of the Father and the Son. Our messianic, Christian, charismatic faith is rooted in one God. We may rest our minds upon this foundation. The Eben, the rock, is the law. Jesus Yeshua has the words written on him. The Rosh Pinna, the cornerstone, is our faith, our instruction, and our guide. It is astonishing to see this unfold. From present-day revelation to the foundation laid in the past. The church is built upon Christ as the chief cornerstone, the Rosh Pinna, the Eben, the place where we may lay down our heads and receive shalom, shalom, true peace, true rest, true revelation, true knowledge, true justice, true forgiveness, and above all, true grace. As we close this teaching on Eben, the pillow of true rest, let us remember that what we place our head upon is what we entrust our very lives to. Jacob, in a moment of solitude, uncertainty, and weariness, found not only sleep, but revelation when he rested his mind upon the rock. That stone was not merely a cold object found in the wilderness. It was a prophetic symbol, a foreshadowing of the Son, the Word made flesh, upon whom we must place the totality of our mindset, our trust, our hope, and our future. In the same way, we are called to lay not only our heads, but our burdens, our thoughts, and our very being upon the Eben, the Father revealed through the Son. In our modern world of chaos and constant mental noise, the invitation to true shalom shalom, perfect peace, remains open. But peace is not found in absence. It is found in presence. That presence is Yeshua, the cornerstone, the Rosh Pinna. When our desires rest on Him, when our minds are stayed on Him, we are guarded in peace. Jacob discovered that the God of his fathers was not confined to the heavens, but met him in his journey, where the wilderness became a sanctuary, and a stone became a gateway to the divine. Likewise, we are invited to transform our trials into temples and our hardships into holy encounters through the Son who is the rock. Let us be encouraged to reject shallow faith and press into the depth of God's Word, its language, its history, its covenantal promises. The Eben is not only a symbol, but a structure, the very cornerstone of our salvation, and the law written not on tablets of stone, but upon the heart of Messiah. The unity of Father and Son is revealed to those who seek wisdom, who lean not on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge Him. May we, like Simon Greenleaf, examine the evidence with honesty and humility, and be transformed by the truth it reveals, Yeshua, the rock, who never fails. So as we go forward, may we daily lay our head upon Eben, the rock of ages. May our sleep be sweet, our dreams be divine, and our peace be complete. Let not your heart be troubled, for the Lord has given you His peace. not as the world gives, but as only he can. And may every stone you rest upon become an altar of revelation, a pillar of testimony, and a reminder that God is with you, beside you, before you, and within you. And all this knowledge, from one play on words, on whom Jacob laid his head. Truly, shalom, shalom, peace, peace. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.